Hey, Elevens, how are you?
It is Queen Cooley here. I am so glad that you are here. And thank you for being here. I wanted to come on and do a video for you. If this is your first time here, thank you for being here. If you've been rolling with me for a while, thank you for being here. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for watching. I really appreciate you. And I wanted to thank all of you. If you want to work with me, all the links are below. You can work with me individually. You can work with me through the Brave Academy. And I am here to help you. I'm an 11 as well. And I wanted to just come on because I had a download that I was going over with a client today. And I thought, I got to share this with you guys. And also, I wanted to kind of give you a backdrop because I feel as though a lot of you are going through it right now. Where this is 8-8, so we're at the Lion's Gate, the beginning of it. I remember the last Lion's Gate was super, super powerful. And this one's going to be too. So gear up, everybody. And when I say that, I mean make sure that you are protected, make sure that you put on, your shields up as much as possible, because even when you're going out, just even, if you're going to the grocery store, because there are a lot of people out there that are just throwing their energy around subconsciously, they don't know. And you being sensitive, you being empathic, you're right in the way of that, and you're going to start absorbing it, and that's not going to be fun. So make sure, hope you, I don't know if you can hear that in the background. Make sure that you have your shields up as much as possible because people will be throwing their energy around, their bad energy that you don't want. And there'll also be people out there, the dark ones, that are going to be trying to steal your light, or you'll be leaking light as well. So just wanted to put that out there. Many of you may or may not know, doesn't matter either way, that for the last year and a half, I had a mentor who was someone who I believe was actually part angel. And I mean that for real. He's no longer on the planet. He transitioned. He taught me so much. And it was about being unshakable. And I had written something that I wanted to read to you. This is, I think, what a lot of you are going through. And tell me if this resonates for you. Because he basically was a mirror for me. He taught me how to see my worth, because I think a lot of you out there do not see your worth. Whether you're self-employed or whether you're working for someone, if you don't see your worth, then you're not charging what you're worth. You're undercharging yourself. And that means that you're self-sabotaging, and that's not good, right? And most healers, empath, HSPs, heart-centered entrepreneurs are not charging what they're worth, right? We work alone by ourselves, lots of the time in the dark, literally, right? Many suffer that we are not good enough. We don't like ourselves because we are so painfully different. And everyone, both friends and foe, recognize this. It wasn't until I was able to heal the traumas of not being safe and the combination of having someone actually understand me and believe in me that I actually started to heal, right? It allowed me to change because he held space for me, and that's my mission for you. That's why I'm the activator, is because I'm holding space for people so that you guys can embrace who you truly are and understand that you are super gifted. You are amazing. You are a divine light, and you are a divine sentient being. You are super special, right? So you can either be coasting in a corporate job, or you can be working for yourself as a heart-centered entrepreneur, but you are that person. You're struggling daily and you're searching for the key to happiness, right? If this is you, I totally get it. I searched for years, for decades. I've been tasked with being the activator, and I activate as many people as possible by bringing them together because you are, if you want to be, on a path of success and happiness, right? So, the only person that can make you feel inferior is you. And I got to tell you a huge secret. And I usually have people pay me for this, but it's so important that I just want to put it out there, because this will change your life. No matter what you're doing for work, for years, and I mean my whole life, I would say, literally, no one gets me. Have you guys ever said that as 11s? I'm sure you have. I said it millions of times. From the time I was maybe 14 years old, I would be like, no one understands me. No one gets me. And what I didn't realize is that everything that you say, everything that you feel, everything that you do, the universe is listening and we're all connected. Not only are we all connected here on planet Earth in the 3D, we're also connected above in all the realms. Everything you do matters. And most HSPs, most heart-centered entrepreneurs, most empaths, most 11s, most master numbers are cruel and horrible to themselves. We speak to ourselves, we are our worst enemy. Horrible. The things that I used to say to myself, I wouldn't say to anybody because they crush somebody, right? You know, you're stupid, you don't get it, what's wrong with you? You know, you're this physically, you're that physically, you know, on and on and on. You're not smart enough, you can't get it, you'll never get it, you'll never be successful, you'll never have that. You know, what are you, crazy? Right? All of what you say, not only is the universe listening and hands it right back to you tenfold, but the realms feel it too, which hurts your guides, right? It hurts God, it hurts spirit, it hurts Mother Earth and everything on it, because everything here in the 3D has a soul, including trees, including insects, including animals. We're all connected. That's why when a few of us get together and have good vibes, everything changes. Can you imagine if all of us had good vibes all the time and we're understanding that everything I say and do, you feel. So I don't want to hurt you and you don't want to hurt me. In a wonderful world, that's what it would be like. And that's what it is in the realms. They're beyond that. It's only love. There's no war. There's no famine. There's no strife. There's no frustration. It's just love. That's why it's so high. The vibe is so high. But for a lot of us, it's us talking to ourselves as if we are the worst thing in the world and we're good at it. And you need to change that for a lot of reasons, to make yourself feel better. Also, because your energy and what you put out there comes back to you tenfold, a hundredfold. But what I didn't realize when I was saying nobody gets me is that it was not only self-sabotage. Here's the most important part. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because what you say becomes true. So when I said nobody got me, nobody did. And then when I had started my business, I would say, you know, I don't think anybody's going to understand what I'm saying, my message. So I started saying, nobody understands my message. Nobody understood my message. It wasn't until I was shown, say it, change it, flip it, shift it, and say, everybody understands my message. Everybody gets me. Everybody that wants to work with me is perfect for me, and I'm perfect for them. Now, that doesn't mean I'm perfect for everybody, because that couldn't be, because there's only one of me and there's only one of you. And the people that you're supposed to work with, I'm not, right? And the people that I'm supposed to work with, you're not. That's the way it's supposed to be. But when I started saying, first of all, I'm open and I'm receiving. I am receiving clients. I'm receiving love. I'm receiving joy. I am open and receiving. Clients started to come. Number one. Number two, I would say everybody understands my message that is perfect to work with me and I'm perfect to work with them. They understand my message and they understand me and they understand what I'm trying to do and they got it. Everything you say becomes true and is self-fulfilling. So if you take anything away from this video, please take away and shift how you speak to yourself and what you're putting out into the world, because it is self-sabotage and it will come true if you say, nobody gets me. They won't get you. Nobody understands my message. nobody will understand your message. And if you say everybody that's perfect for me, for my business, they understand my message and they get me perfectly. And then they will. And they'll say to you, I don't know, but something, God, spirit, something said, I have to work with you. I get this all the time. And you will too, because you're putting it out there. Let God, let spirit, let the universe do the work. Your job is to put out the good vibes and the good energy, right? I'm here to help the people that I'm supposed to help. I am here and I'm open and I'm receiving you guys. And then the universe, you just let it go. No expectations. The how is not how you're supposed to worry about that. Let the universe do that job. I don't know how, but people will come to you and say, something just said I'm supposed to work with you. I don't know. And I resonated with you. Everything you said was like you're talking right to me. I'm like, I am talking to you because I am you. We are the same. There's something about 11s, and I've said this, the master numbers to the 2233s, but especially the 11s, we are very complex people, and I try to break it down and make it simple, but I don't know. I just feel as though 11s get 11s the most, and I was painfully shy for many years, but I so had a message, but yet I kind of wanted to be in the front, but I didn't. You know what I mean? If you are an 11, you're here to make a difference. You're here to help the world. You have a strong heart. You have a strong will. You are very complex, but you are worthy. You are amazing. And you need to start showing who you are, because the world needs your light more than ever before. If you haven't looked around, we need your light. So I got this download that I wanted to read you. And I asked, Lord, what would you have me tell everyone? This is what I heard. There is hope for you available at all times, but you must reach for it through surrender of the old to embrace the new. For many of you, this will be as simple as telling new stories. For others, you'll be a brand new creature. All of this is possible for you through me. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. There is none other like me. You may call me what you will. I am here in the time of deep need. The sleepless nights are long and not without suffering. Yet this is all happening for you to grow and to change and to be new. How many times have you asked for a new life or another chance, a different version of the reality you are in that is not serving you? Here it is. In the midst of your despair is your greatest opportunity. You just need to look at it through a different lens. You are so loved, dear one. I think that's so true. In the midst of your despair is your greatest opportunity. You just need to look at it through a different lens. Your life is a gift. You have gifts within you, either you've tapped into or you haven't. And if you haven't, all your gifts are right there for you. And all you have to do is start to tap into them. And you are a divine sentient being. I believe in you. I know that you have greatness within you. And I'm here to encourage you and activate you so that you can do what you came here to do on this planet. And that's to help others and lead them into the light. That's it. Keep it simple. All right, guys. I hope this helped. Let me know. Please comment. Let me know. I read everything. Try to respond as much as I can. And if you want to work with me, all the links are below. Thank you.